Life as a young parent is often filled with the can't waits. We can't wait until our new baby sleeps through the night. We can't wait till they can sit up. You can't wait till they can feed themselves. And then the famous, I can't wait till they can walk. Then they take that first magical step, and then another. And soon enough, you can't seem to keep up with them. And sooner than you can imagine, they are walking out the door to college. Do you ever find yourself walking like a child? Stumbling, falling, frustrated, and fiercely independent. Well, our theme for this meditation from Deuteronomy chapter 31 is walking. Having faith to walk and walk well. Trusting in the steps we take. Steps held secure with our hand in God's, guiding us well. So to begin, whether it's sunrise or sunset, or those stumbling moments in between, allow the next 15 minutes to be a divine sanctuary to encounter the rescuing hand of God. A holy moment to encounter first steps. So allow your breathing to become relaxed and your eyes to shutter. Just settle deep as you start to center on this holy place, this time of hope. In a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the presence and the guidance offered by the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue on in the presence of God by listening and joining in this responsive prayer from Joshua chapter 1. And as I lead us, respond, Lord God, take me with you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall read and meditate on it day and night. And Lord God, take me with you. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything in accordance with all that is written in it. And Lord God, take me with you. Meditate on it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will be successful. So Lord God, please take me with you. Within this gifted time of stillness, move without effort up alongside God. Spend a few more moments now walking in the divine presence as the Holy Spirit prepares your heart to go with God. What emotions begin to bubble up? Did any feelings of isolation keep you from walking with the Father? Well, take a moment to face those emotions. Be still as you become filled with the truth that by God's grace, He takes your hand. He walks with you, and you walk with Him by His grace. You are guided into life by faith in Christ. So take a moment to whisper that prayer once more. Lord God, take me with you. It is not by our works and good deeds that we're saved. It is by God's grace alone through faith in Christ alone. But are you ever tempted to walk alone? Well, confess those emotions and then surrender to the grace of God as He takes your hand in His to walk. Your mind may drift as you try to walk alone. It's understandable. But let that awareness be a reminder to slip your hand back into God's as you go with Him once more. Whisper, Lord God, take me with you. Allow the words to become your centering prayer. Center to when you're breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose and hold it for a moment before slowly releasing it. Just center on the gift of each breath. Acknowledge the presence and peace of God within each breath. Even as you center on your breathing, you may still be aware of your wanderings, your independence. Well, give those thoughts no power, but rather center once more back on your breathing and whispering the words, Lord God, take me with you. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and walking with God. In this minute, rest your hand in His as you follow Him. As He leads you, as you go with Him. Now follow God even closer as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings. Go with Him as you listen to Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6 from the Amplified Bible. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. What did you hear? What about it makes you most grateful? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread before them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. How did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to walk even closer in the presence of the Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you. listen once more, but consider it now from the New King James Version. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, He is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Then Moses called to Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, He is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. What from this passage brought you the deepest peace? We'll spend a minute to allow any thoughts of independent wandering to just drift away and replace them with an awareness of the peace, the courage, and the presence of God. God who will never leave you or forget you. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once more, now from the New Living Translation. So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you. So do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord will personally go ahead of you. He will be with you. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What do you most want to communicate with God in this time of silent contemplation? We'll spend a minute now in solitude, accepting the hand of the Father, the hope of the Son, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. For this next minute, accept their leading. Resting in imaginative contemplation, I want you to see the face of the Apostle John as he writes this letter to you. Listen to the words from this third epistle in the first chapter. I was greatly pleased when some of you came and told me of your faithfulness to the truth of the gospel message. I loved hearing how you are walking in the truth. I have no greater joy than this. What do you see on his face as he writes? And what does he see in yours as he watches you walk so well? Now imagine the face of God. How do you feel seeing the Holy Father smile in his glory as you walk well? will take this next minute to take one step, then another. Wobble a bit, and then another step, and then fall into the arms of your loving, ever-present God. As you close your time, return once more to your breathing. Just take a whispered breath of meditation. Lord God, take me with you. And be mindful too of those you meet along the path that may be wandering in isolation, stumbling as a child. Stop and help them stand today. And consider how God might use you to guide them and help them walk well in the faith. And accept this closing benediction as a reminder to be healthy and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble in dread, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will not fail you or abandon you. So may you walk with Christ, be guided by the Holy Spirit, and yes, go with God. And Lord, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.